It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A doctor with National Jewish Health, a hospital in Denver, says he's seeing a lot of patients who meet the criteria for COVID-19, but test results have caused delays. Pulmonologist Ken Lin Q told Colorado Matters that the hospital is fuller than usual because of the backlog.
A lot of these patients are stuck in isolation waiting for their test results so that we could protect everybody if they are positive.
He says he's seeing a mix of age groups at National Jewish and that's the trend nationally. That's because older people already self-isolate for things like influenza, so they're being extra careful. A drive-up coronavirus testing site will operate today and tomorrow in southwest Colorado. The testing site is for healthcare workers, first responders, older adults, and people with underlying health conditions like lung or heart issues. There are no confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in the part of Colorado around Durango, but local health officials say they think the number of cases is underreported because of a lack of testing in the area. Coloradans who don't have health insurance can sign up during a special two-week enrollment period starting today. Coverage would start April 1st. This is for health insurance coverage that is not through an employer, and only people who don't currently have insurance can enroll. It does not allow people who already have health insurance to make changes to their plans. Colorado's first day of spring snowstorm has raised the avalanche danger in the mountains. Colorado ski resorts are closed because of coronavirus, but some peaks at Breckenridge and Keystone are still open for uphill access. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says avalanche patrols are not monitoring the area because of the closures.
So the same sort of conditions that you find generally in the backcountry, you may find on slopes that look like ski areas most of the time. So what you want to do is make sure that you are prepared.
Colorado's high country can expect more snow through the weekend. This is CPR News.